I used to think that databases were rigid, boring, and had a shallow complexity that would make me uninterested in the matter. However, that was before I took the databases course. Stay tuned.
The Computer Science Software Engineering College Courses Review Podcast, where we describe the core courses that all aspiring computer scientists and software engineers should take on their college path. And now your host, Andres Arriaga.
Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the CSSE College Courses Review Podcast. Today, we have a very important subject to tackle. It's the databases course. The databases course aims to give the student the ability to analyze, design, and implement systems that use databases, as well as an understanding of the functionality and concepts of database management systems. But what is a database exactly? A database is a collection of information that is organized so that it can be easily accessed, managed, and updated. And usually that data is organized into rows, columns, and tables, and it is indexed to make it easier to find relevant information. And just to clarify, in this course, you're going to learn about relational databases. We will talk more about that in a minute. But first, why is this course important? Even if you won't specialize in databases later on, you should know how data is stored and managed in large quantities. This is for your projects, your job, your systems regarding data handling, which, by the way, will be increasingly more common in the future due to big data. And by the way, if you are interested, check out the Big Data Costa Rica school that I uploaded a while back for more information on the matter. I think you'll find a good starting point to understand better what big data is all about. But you will need this in the future, guys. Really, having an understanding of how databases work and how big data and data in general is stored in a computer or in servers or whatever, that'll help you and that'll give you a big edge later on in your career. Okay, so what I wanted to share with you was my experience of the course. Back in my third semester, I was coming back from that hard and frustrating second semester, also known as the semester of death. And I just wanted to complete my studies as soon as possible to focus on other personal matters later on. Since I had failed computer architectures on my second semester, I was seriously panicked. I not only wanted to do well on this semester, but ace my courses to make up for my lousy grades. And now my professor for this course is a friend of mine. However, he didn't really teach us much regarding the technical and practical aspects of databases. He only taught theory, which is not bad. I mean, I think I was able to understand the theory behind it, but databases is a lot about doing, solving, and actively managing data. Therefore, I had a really rough time trying to learn by myself all the different errors and technicalities in order to complete my large projects. Having that said, I think this course helped me a bunch because it taught me to learn and, you know, hard things by myself and seek out for information. Due to the long hours of research, trial and error, and programming, I became a machine at databases. Our project was so good that our professor commended my team for having the best first project in the class. And that was good and all, but not only did I have to study like crazy, I suffered a lot of anxiety and stress because of it. I went through some of my hardest moments on those long nights. But you know what? I kept on pushing. Because even though I didn't see the light for my project most of the time, and even though I had a rough idea of what I was doing, I kept pushing forward, knowing that if I didn't give up, things would just work out for the better in the long run. Of course, that's easier said than done, guys, but I'm telling you, keep pushing forward, never give up. This is not only a trial to see if you studied and if you know the matter, it's a trial to see if you, under pressure, can continue to put up your best effort and put out a result. Now, that was my experience on the matter. However, I also want to bring some other aspects to the table that I learned on this course. You see, this course marked a difference in my life. Not only did I prove myself that I was capable of doing it, but I learned some valuable lessons when talking about teamwork. Okay, we had to develop a website that connected to the database and responded accordingly. We had to develop the web page with .NET and C#, and the database was relational MS SQL database engine. The point is that my friend, who was in my team, let's call him Brad. He took on all the .NET and C# on himself, while I took all the SQL database by myself. That way, the traditional splitting of responsibilities would make the progress more efficiently and quickly. You know, what everybody does, basically, just split the workload into coherent segments equally. However, it turns out that we almost always fall into the same trap, guys. We do our part, but we never set foot on other people's work. And that is where we screw up. Because even though we had the best first project, we didn't have the best exams. You see, since I had all the SQL database knowledge, I did somewhat good, but my friend didn't. He had to study almost twice as hard. I really felt bad for him, but it was our mistake for not setting foot on each other's work. Later on, we learned the lesson, and we began taking on each other's responsibilities more often. So my tip for you all is to peek into each other's work. Not only will it make you learn what they know, but it will make you revise what they did, making for a better product in the end. Okay, now let's get into the contents of the course, shall we? General introduction to some concepts, okay? The first thing you'll have to know is some basic concepts regarding the fundamentals of databases. First, you have database management systems, okay? These are environments, sort of like your IDE, but in a more broad sense of the matter, in which it lets you have a database and manage it accordingly with sort of like a programming language. We will talk more about this in a little bit. Then we will have to learn about the database management system architecture, and that differs between different operators. You know, SQL relational database, sort of like Oracle, or the same Microsoft, they have different characteristics, and not to mention non-relational databases. Those are a whole different thing. All right, number three, what is a logical data model? A logical data model, or logical schema, is a data model of a specific problem domain expressed independently of a particular database, management product, or storage technology. But in terms of data structures, such as relational tables and columns, object-oriented classes, or XML tags, okay, what is all complicated jittering? It's basically the design of a database. Okay, remember in object-oriented programming how you had to model out the classes and put their relationships in place? It's basically the same thing, but now it's targeted towards databases. It does have a lot of similarities, however, you gotta be careful for some really vital differences that makes them completely another animal. However, they do have the same guidelines, and we will talk more about this a little later on. Just have some patience. Okay, fourth, it is data management language. Okay, this is a language that helps you manage your data inside a database management system. Remember how I told you about the programming language? Well, this is the analogy. The language is analogous to a programming language, and it serves the same purpose because it lets you manage the data inside of it. However, it is not Turing complete. We will talk more about this in a later episode, so just stay tuned for that. The most basic example would be the structured query language, or SQL. There are small variations between, say, MySQL or Microsoft SQL, so if you learn one, then you should be good to go for all of the other ones. Later, you should learn about functionalities of a database management system, meaning optimization, retrieval, concurrency control, and safety, although you don't see much about safety in this course. And last but not least for this section, relational model. Okay, so remember how I told you that we were going to set the differences between relational and not relational at the very beginning? So here we can talk about the difference between them, which are two big types of databases out there, okay? There are relational models and non-relational models. Relational databases like MySQL, SQLite, represent and store data in tables and rows. They're based on a branch of algebraic set theory known as relational algebra. Meanwhile, non-relational databases like MongoDB and Cassandra represent data in a collection of JSON documents. As you may have seen, the difference lies in the methodology on how the data is stored. Sometimes relational models are usually called SQL as well, and the non-relational models are called non-SQL. This is mainly due because SQL represents a lot of the relational models. They're the big guys, okay? If you talk about SQL, everybody else is going to know that you're talking about relational models. Okay, second section, design process of databases with UML guidelines. This is the continuation of the object-oriented programming culture of software engineers that we talked about, and how this continues on with user requirement analysis and class diagrams. This is all in order to put the requirements and the needs of your users into a design that coherently and efficiently meets all of the functionalities that they require. You will have to know about entity identification, attributes, association, and their cardinalities, meaning where they are headed and the quantity. Now, guys, you might remember me telling you about the object-oriented programming was a really good course to learn the beginnings of a good software engineering culture. Well, here is where the culture continues. UML is vital for software engineers. Here, you will need to use it a lot. And not only here, but in the real world. Okay, number three would be SQL. The language as a whole and the use of scripts. Okay, SQL is sort of like your programming language, remember? So scripts are sort of like the files where you write the code. But not quite, since you can select only parts of the code that you want to execute. It's a really neat thing, for sure. Again, if you have problems with any of this, feel free to contact me. You'll learn about tables, about views. Views are basically select statements. Now, I don't know if you all know this, but select statements always return a table. Okay, that means that selects are used to retrieve information, and what you get is the information in a table, always. That might help. That might come in handy for some of you. Number four, indexes. Number five, drop, alter, modify. And seven, queries, such as select, join, group by, order by, and others. Very useful queries. Fourth section would be algebraic languages. Although it's not that important to know nowadays, I'm just going to mention it. Feel free to look into that and to have a firm grasp understanding of how it all works if you really are a scientific type. Number five, normalization. Okay, this is a big one. Okay, there are things called normal forms. Okay, so normal forms are standard levels of order to make your database design more efficiently and adhering to the best practices. However, following all of the forms will inevitably cost you efficiency. Because as we will see in the next episode, theory doesn't coincide with practice most of the time. There are five most frequently used normal forms from 1 to 5. And if you have your design up to form 3, I'd say you have a pretty decent design. And you might not compromise efficiency of the query. And why is this a big deal, you ask? Well, you see, in databases, if the query takes more than 30 seconds to respond, then it is unacceptable. Meaning that the time in which the database does the query is really important. It's so important that we need to design our database around that idea. You see, in practice, we have to value the time of the query even more than the normal forms. And this is where it all coincides and where you gotta get your hands dirty to understand the true value, the true meaning of what it is to wait for the query and for the query to be able to be efficient enough for the user, for the end user. Okay, number six, procedures and store procedures. This is basically analogous to functions in other programming languages. You'll learn about the use of cursors. Cursors are a way in which you can go line by line in a table. In that way, you can manage each register separately. Number two, exception handling. Basically, what happens when something doesn't work out correctly, in which case you should undo everything you did up to that point, and leave the scene as if nothing ever happened. Okay, number three, temporal tables. Okay, the temporal tables, you create them in order to help you get the information you need. Sort of like table variables that you create in order to help you out. The next section would be query optimization, procedures, and activated by event. However, these are not essential for you to know. However, they're really, really good, and more so in order for databases too when you get there. Okay, so you'll learn about how you can make your query better in the long run, because as you will see, there exists something called a query plan, A query plan is the thing that the database management system creates in order to execute your query. So it's basically a step-by-step process of how it's going to retrieve the information you need. And this is all based on what you wrote in the SQL language in your script. You see how that all ties together? So that query plan, it can be huge and it can be small. This is the part where you are taught how you can make that huge query plan into a smaller, more efficient, and effective plan. This is really important in order to create fast queries in less than 30 seconds. And when I say less than 30 seconds, I mean 30 seconds is the limit. I mean the maximum limit. If you can do it in the least amount of time possible, then that's great. The less time, the better. That's my point. You'll learn about concurrency control. Concurrency control means what happens when you've got, for example, two computers which access the same database for a certain register. What you do there is a set of procedures and protocols that lets you make sure that not only the data is not corrupt, but that both of those requests get the most recent and accurate correct data, pieces of information that don't compromise the user nor the system. Okay, you'll learn about different algorithms and control-based procedures. This is really important, guys, just to understand. However, you won't need to do this yourself since the database management system will do it by itself. It's just very good to know and to get in touch with concurrency controls and problems, since later on in principles of operating systems, this is a big topic, okay, guys? And afterwards, well, you're just going to learn some things about restoration, recuperation, retrieval, and backups. Backups are really important, guys. Just a word of advice, whenever you're doing your projects in databases, always have a backup. Always have a freaking backup. You never know when everything's going to go to hell and you're going to get stranded in the middle of nowhere. You better have a backup that'll help you out if things get rough. And with that backup, it's like a checkpoint. You know, it also adds up to the history of your project, and you can see and you can show how your project evolved throughout time. Okay, having that said, guys, this is just a brief overview over databases. Personally, I love this course. I really love just everything that you learn from it. I love how easy it is once you get yourself into it. At first, it is a huge monster, and I understand there's a lot of things you got to understand. There's a lot of things you got to get your hands dirty. And come on, like, tell it to me. I had to study and learn everything by myself. My professor did not help me in the slightest when it came to practical and technical things in the classroom. However, I had to ask him personally later on and call him and look up things in the internet, ask my friends who were years above me. I had to do a lot of work, guys, but it really paid off. Now, I really want to work in databases later on in my career. I think that databases are something that I feel really comfortable with. I feel like I got a lot of knowledge behind it, and I'm just very, and it's just fun, you know, when you know what you're doing and when you can solve problems that other people can't, you feel really good. You feel like you can help them and you can help yourself have a better life. Well, now, having that said, guys, I'm very, very thankful for all of you who are listening. We just reached almost 3,000 reproductions this month, and it's not even done yet. I think that I'm helping you guys out and some other people maybe. It's an amazing feeling knowing that I can help somebody else with my experience and you guys can benefit. I'm just so grateful to God and to everybody who is listening, really. Well, I just hope that you guys have an amazing week, an amazing month. You're probably going to be starting school or starting your work. Well, I bless you all. Seriously, thank you all. Love, a lot of love, a lot of good vibes. God bless. Bye-bye. See you in the next one.